You know, every once in a while, you have a great little success story going on. We many times get into a topic on the show, and there are people who can turn around and make these song parodies. This is how we met these guys, the Bleeding Deacons. They're a rock band, and the lead singer is a big fan of the show. He's Daniel Deacon. So here they are. Here's the boys, the Bleeding Deacons.
Those are the Bleeding Deacons. All right. I saw these guys out there. I had no idea.
They were the
Bleeding Deacons.
Those are the Bleeding Deacons. And
wow.
I came to know their music because, let's get the boys some headphones on. That's Daniel, right?
Yeah.
All right. And then you got James over, let's see, James, that's you over there, right?
That's me right here.
That's James. And then you got Kane.
Deacon Kane.
Deacon Kane. Everyone's named Deacon. Deacon that's Daniel, Deacon James, Deacon Kane.
They're all the Deacons, huh?
Right. Where are you boys from?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, California. And what happened is they listened to the show, and the first time we heard from them was I was playing that horrible song, Gay Papa.
Yes.
Right.
From, what's that guy's name?
That's Mark Harris.
Mark Harris. I couldn't even think of his name. Mark Harris, the guy who was married to Martha Ray. He wrote a song, Gay Papa, and I said, can't somebody make a cool version of Gay Papa? Like, there must be a way to rock it
up.
Yeah,
and we said, no, there's just no way.
So the first time I heard anything from the Bleeding Deacons was this. I said, boy, these guys are really talented. They're good musicians. I mean, if you could take a shit song like that and make it halfway decent.
Rock it out.
Maybe you're onto something.
I'm a gay.
I was so impressed when I got there. How long you boys been at this music game?
We've been together about 3 years.
Right. And you got out of high school and you all met each other or something? How did that all work?
Well, we've known each other probably about a dozen years. When I first came to L.A., I started getting on the music scene, and, you just meet different guys.
Are you full-time musicians?
Pretty much. You know, we all got to kind of keep part-time gigs, you know.
Right.
Because it's feast and famine.
Has business increased since you started getting some radio airplay?
Hell yes.
People coming out to the shows and saying,
yeah, is it good?
Things are very, very good.
Because you do your own music when you do that. And do you do any of these songs that you wrote for the show?
When we play live, we do about half a dozen of them. They're a huge hit. We have all the guys from the videos dancing with the masks on stage and people
And you've even made videos on your website?
Yeah.
What is your website?
BleedingDeacons.com.
And then, the boys have been responsible for so many different songs. Robin, some of them about you.
I'm not very pleased with
Hey, you know what? Could we do a special hello to Robin?
Yes, go ahead.
Whoa, black titties, bam lamb, big black titties, bam lamb, black titties on Robin, bam lamb, you know, get my cock Robin, bam lamb, and when Robin gets hot, slam spam, meat products in a trot, bam lamb, whoa, black titties, bam lamb, big black titties, bam lamb.
Very good.
Oh, that's the one that really gets me.
That's powerful.
Whoa, black titties, bam lamb, big black titties, bam lamb, black titties on Robin. You know, we'll get a cock Robin, bam a lamb, and when Robin gets high, slam and spam, meat products in a twat, bam a lamb, whoa, black titties, bam a lamb, big black titties, bam a lamb.
Yeah. Thank you. That's what I'm looking for. So the Bleeding Deacons, there's so many that are my favorites. And what is very unusual about you guys, as soon as something happens on the show, it's almost that night you have a song.
I know.
In our email.
We're very prepared.
You really are. You're professional.
You guys can get together at a moment's notice.
About 4 blocks from each other.
I got to tell you, you look like scary individuals. Like, if I saw you walking around in the street, I would be very nervous. Around.
Very scary. Yes,
that's
very
the
scary
idea. Rockers.
Have any of you had a criminal background?
Absolutely.
They met in prison.
Have you all had criminal backgrounds, really?
No arrests were made this morning.
No arrests.
But it's still early.
It's still early, yeah.
We got the rest of the day here.
Yeah, yeah, you look like scary guys. But you've been at this a long time, and you're trying to make it as musicians, and and it's starting to happen for you a little bit. I should play some other of my favorites. There's so many. I mean, you take a look. When Sal had the problem with his wife.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, when we first learned that Sal had an Sal's wife had an emotional friend, and that they were text messaging each other 1-4-3. I mean, you guys went right to work, didn't you?
Sure.
Yeah.
And now seeing these guys, you know, they look like tough guys. They really probably thought Sal was such a pussy.
Right. Yeah. They probably had fun doing it.
I mean, you just had so many. I'm just trying to think of all the different ones.
Well, play 1-4-3.
Let me see. Okay. 1-4-3. Hold on. Here I promoted it. I don't even know if I have it up here. Do I have that one, Gary? 1-4-3? Gary made sure to tell me about it, but...
But not to put it up?
Yeah. 1-4-3, Gary. Here we go. Writes these? Who comes?
I write and produce the band.
The lyrics are terrific.
Thanks.
I mean, that's not easy to do.
Right? They're always catchy tunes.
1-4-3. When you're fucking Sal's wife. I mean, my God.
that's
tough to come up with. And then one of the things that really bothers you guys is Richard and Sal's gay antics.
Oh,
you hate that part of the show, right?
How about you guys?
That's brutal.
I mean, when Richard was, I guess, I don't know what he was
we
doing.
We owe our career to it, though.
This one's called Richard is a Cocksucker. Richard is a cocksucker. Richard is a beer bumper. Richard is a cocksucker now.
Well, he's a cocksucker. A beer bumper.
There have been so many occasions where those guys have gay antics and you guys always come up with something good.
There'll be some hard gay sex from Sal and Richard for the right price. They'll get their ass fucking next, or Sal will shoot goo in Richard's eyes.
And not to mention this one.
Sal and Rich, Sal and Richard are queer. They're just two homos, lick each other's assholes for a pitcher of beer. Sal is ready with his pants down. Richard's tongue goes to town, and now it's beer. Sal and Richard are queer.
Very nice. Catchy.
Good musicians, Sonic Howard.
Good musicians. That you guys getting laid at this job, or are you?
I'm married, so I'm always getting laid.
You know, kidding. You're married.
Yeah.
And what about you two guys? You getting laid?
We're working on it. It's helping. Definitely.
It's early. Everybody's working on it. I mean, somebody. When Joey Boots announced he was gay, we were right there with the song as well.
Gay Joe. He's homo. Gay Joe. He's homo. He takes it in the back seat. He's a flaming bag.
Boots takes cock. And also, I should mention that really, to me, my favorites are when you sing about Robin, though, because those seem the most passionate.
You guys really ought to spread it around. Other people
spread
deserve
the love, definitely.
Yeah.
Some people have said your best song is Big and Brown.
that's a crowd favorite.
Robin reads the news. I'm as hard as a rock. I'm thinking about the titties as a stroke on my cock, because they're brown.
Yeah. Drop some lows on that.
Her beautiful breasts are big and brown. Her chocolatey chest is big and brown. Woo!
Yeah, I like it. You know, it's funny, the guys stare at you when
they look at me while these songs are playing.
Well, we can't actually quite see them, so.
Yeah, they just cut off at the eye level. But,
perfect level.
But they've really inspired, when I say they, I mean Robin's breast, they've really inspired you
several
guys.
Several songs, yeah.
It's some great stuff. It really is. Let's say hi to Dave, who wants to say hi to the Bleeding Deacons. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Howard, how are you doing?
Hey, now.
Hey, Bleeding Deacons, you guys rock, and you guys excellent freaking magicians. You guys should put out a CD.
Sure, Dave. We have one. You can get it at bleedingdeacons.com.
Yeah, the boys have their own website.
Yeah.
It's a rather involved website. They even put out videos once in a while on there. I've been on it many times, bleedingdeacons.com. And here's some exciting news. You can see the Bleeding Deacons with the Killers of Comedy, November 16th.
Oh, my goodness.
At the Avalon Theater in Hollywood.
Wow.
Let's hope no one ends up dead.
I know. That's going to be too big a show. No.
And by the way, tomorrow night, they're going to be at, what is this? I don't know anything about Mutt's Fall Ball.
It's at it's like the Stern Fan Network is doing a big Halloween party.
Right. This is all hosted by Mutt.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Somebody put together, and it's going to be a big deal. And we're Stern fans, so of course we're going to be there. And it's for charity. It's I think it's the charity's Alex's Lemonade Stand. I think is the name of it.
Alex's Lemonade Stand needs help. Yeah, they're trying to close it down.
Hey, it's
I don't know. I don't know much
what
about
is
it.
Alex's
we don't do
lemonade
any charity.
No idea.
But I'll tell you what, Gary said it's unbelievable. Mutt, who has that website, you know, Stern Fan Network, and hosts Super Fan Roundtable. He announced on the air that he's having some kind of Mutt's Fall Ball, which I didn't know about.
Yeah.
And now Gary says, I guess it's happening Friday night, tomorrow night. So Gary says, New York City has turned into like Stern Zombie Land.
You're kidding, like a Stern,
and it's attracted
Star
every
Star Trek convention.
Yes,
kind
it has
of
attracted
thing?
Every hardcore Stern fan. I mean, Gary knows
really?
All the names. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
I walked in this morning. There's a guy that's been writing me for like 6 years. His name is Stoner Dude. He draws cool pictures. I never met him. He's standing outside. The Bleeding Deacons are in town. I don't know. Jason's got the list, but like everybody's coming for this big party.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's going to be happening.
Sour Shoes will be there.
Sour Shoes.
Yeah, very, and he's a big name at this thing. That's tomorrow night at Mutt's Fall Ball at 49 Grove in Manhattan. And like I said, you can get all this information on the Bleeding Deacons at bleedingdeacons.com. These are talented boys. They know
I didn't realize this was a big Stern weekend.
It's a big Stern weekend.
It's going to be huge.
I'm trying to get out of town myself. Mark, you're on the air in Boston.
Hey, Howard, I need to hear Black Tits.
Did you boys do Black Tits?
No, they didn't do that.
The Deacons didn't do, but they can't do every one.
Did you ever?
Black Tits is the best song. I mean,
they didn't do that.
Did you want to hear Black Tits?
They've done a lot of wonderful songs.
They didn't do this one, but I'll play it for you. What do I care? All right,
Howard.
Go ahead, Fred. You got that one queued up?
See if I got that.
All right, Fred is going to take a look for it. Should have done this one. Damn it.
Robin.
Oh, God.
Pull out those fun bags and shake for me.
You boys probably like hearing all the other people who make all you enjoy the whole thing.
Sure.
It's a lot of fun. Well, you are very talented. You absolutely are. And,
I'm glad we got to meet you guys.
Thank you very much.
And we love when you check in with us musically and send us all those great songs. BleedingDeacons.com. And again, with the Killers of Comedy, November 16th at the Avalon Theater in Hollywood, California. Tomorrow night at Mutt's Fall Ball at 49 Grove in Manhattan. And that's that. All right. We'll be back right after these words. All right. Thanks, guys. Nice meeting you.
The Howard Stern Show.
Daniel James and Kane
Deacon.